No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Hidden.
Welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games. We are the best at certain video games, as certified by Twin Galaxies and Guinness.
Yeah.
Get a load of this!
Also, fuck Cop City. Go donate to Atlanta Solidarity Fund if you can. At least share it. That's free.
And
I'm
thanks
Ginger.
For, I'm Willie, and thanks for coming to the show. We're going to jump right in today with the quote of the day.
Aw, shit.
You don't have to be a genius to know that evil is bad and good isn't.
That's right.
That's what the tick said.
I mean,
he's a smart guy for being so stupid.
Absolutely. So, I got an interesting beverage today.
Beverage review. Sweet. This is another one of those Cancun drinks made in Mexico.
No,
made in Vietnam.
Is it?
Just like that sour sop we had.
Oh, man, this might give me the shits. Yep, it's a product of Vietnam. It is milk coconut, banana flavored.
And it's got, like, cube chunks in it. I wonder if the cube chunks are...
They're
coconut?
Probably coconut. That's my guess. Ooh.
A little bit
crack.
Of a pop.
Has chunks in it.
They look like boba chunks, but they're cubes instead of circles.
It's definitely a banana flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's like banana milk with coconut chunks in it.
Is that coconut? It's awfully soft and chewy for coconut.
It's been soaking in there for a while.
Is that what happens? Oh, let's see. Water, coconut milk, sugar, nata de coco, emulsifiers, and banana flavor. So what is nata de coco?
Coconut.
The nut of the coconut? Okay.
That's what my guess is. It's good.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I really like the banana flavor. It's like banana flavor milk. I'll give it 4.5 out of 5.
I'm going to mash that. 4.5 out of 5 for me as well. Will, what you got?
I got something else with a weird twist off.
Oh, shit.
I've got a Western Sun craft cocktail. It's in like a mini liquor bottle.
Will usually doesn't do cocktails, but...
It's 200 milliliters of lime coconut colada.
I mean, I like lime and coconut.
Easy, ready to go, ready to drink cocktail. 5% alcohol. Vodka with natural flavors. And it says on the back, take anywhere on the go.
That is promoting, like, drinking in places you probably shouldn't, but whatever.
Yeah, they're small. You can hide them in your pocket.
Or your purse.
Sneak in the bathroom stall and chug one down quick a minute.
Yep, when you're going to movie theaters if you need a drink.
Wow, but it tastes way better than like the normal dollar shots that they sell. I think it was $3 for this.
Okay.
So it's still pretty cheap for a cocktail.
Yeah. So take another sip. What are you going to rate that?
The coconut is mellow. It's mostly lime. A limey colada. Margarita-ish because of all the lime.
All right.
But the coconut makes it not as sweet, a little more mellow.
You put the
I
lime
like
in
it.
The coconut and you drink a bowl up.
And then I put it in the banana and I shake it all up.
I mean...
I'm going to give this...
if you're going to mix that, you do it
right
on the show and you rate it.
I'm giving it by
Maybe
itself...
Maybe give me a little more before you
The lime
that.
Coconut colada. No. I'll give it 4 out of 5. And I will mix the two together.
All right. So, as I'm getting further down, it almost looks like aloe pizzas.
All right. And now I pour it in. the Western Sun into the
milk
coconut with nata de coco.
Oh, shit. You either may have made this really good or really bad.
Just got Google nata de coco. Can you do that?
Nata de coco?
Yeah. The banana, coconut, lime is good together, too. I'm going to give that a 4.25 right in between the two.
Okay. It's a food, nata de coco. It's coconut gel. It's jelly-like food produced by the fermentation of coconut water, which gels through a production of microbial cellulose. So it is.
So that with the coconut. So that with the emulsifiers, yeah, it's coconut gel instead of coconut meat. Mm. Cool.
Mhm. It's usually white, but the banana yellow color.
It's just coconut jelly. Don't be suspicious. It's just the banana flavor that makes it yellow. Nothing else, Ginger.
Yeah, not the coloring yellow 5 or whatever was in it. I don't care. It's good chip.
Epic. All right, let's take a break. We got more shit to talk about. Hey, Ginger, let's talk about some more shit, like Real Life XP.
TMCR LLC, GRPVG.
BBA.
BBA?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know what it stands for. I used to have a shirt that had BBA on it that I got at, like, Salvation Army. So, if anybody knows, let me know. Ginger, my real life XP, you ask?
Bikini Basketball Association.
I tried to come up with words for it, and we had, like, 2 pages with, like, 50 different things that it could be.
Bachelor of Business Administration.
Yeah, see, who knows? There's no way to know.
Oh, my real life XP is I went.
You weren't listening, were you?
Oh, nope. Oh, you're going to
I said,
first?
Ginger, you asked me about what mine is. I went and bought a whole roll of wire. It's warm out. It's spring. And
yay!
To fix the screen where our cats busted out the bottom, I went and I needed to find some wire that was, like, the thing I built was 28 inches high. Mm-hmm. And I was like, crap, I know I saw 24 and 36 there. I'm probably going to have to buy 36 and cut it down and waste a bunch. And I got there and I looked around and they actually had 28-inch high garden fencing.
Nice.
To keep bunnies out. So it was exactly the height I needed.
Hell yeah.
And they had a 20-foot roll, so I didn't have to buy, like, multiple little rolls.
Hell yeah. And it looked perfect. And now the kitties can go back into their oasis because Tango busted out of it last year.
And now that I put that bunny garden fence on, they're safe from bunnies. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they're safe from themselves from busting out.
Yes, yes. It's very nice because they're enjoying it again. And it's good. We put a lot of work into that.
Not at the moment because it's raining, but
Tango still goes out there and so is T-Bone. They were out there the other day when it was thundering, but I did, like, go right over there to let them in. They both came in. I don't blame them. It fucking scared me.
Oh, they didn't want to sit out in the thunderstorm in a
wood metal
in a
box?
Wood shed that is, like, half the roof is screen.
No. Imagine that. So, how many XP do you get for
Let's
doing
see.
That?
28 inches impressive. By 20 feet. So what's, let's see, could do some math.
What?
Okay. 28 inches high by 20 feet, which is how many inches?
Impressive.
That's a lot of inches.
That's what he said.
12 inches times 20 feet times 28 inches high. So I want, well, that's 6,720 square inches of
add
experience.
So
13,720 square inches of XP.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I honestly want to give you another 10,000 because that is really nice to let them out and whatnot without them getting out. and destroying stuff. So I want to give you another 10,000 on that.
Because it's not good for cats to be out. They kill local wildlife, and they can get hit by cars.
Yep.
Or eaten by dogs.
Mm-hmm. Or just in the fight with each other, and you never know what kind of scruffy cat it's going to get into a fight with. So, yeah, I think that's good.
I hear there's rabid possums around here.
What? Possums can't get rabies.
Oh, that's weird then.
I mean, you I don't mean know, like meth making... heads?
Oh, well, I haven't heard about them, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay, yeah.
This is Grand Rapids after all.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's takes all kinds. So, what's my real life XP, you say?
I was going to ask you that. How'd you know? Yeah, Ginger, what'd you do?
What I do, I can actually say I went to a workshop.
At well, you could say anything.
The 12 house.
You could say you went to the moon if you want to.
I went to a workshop today at the 12th house. It was like a clear resin workshop to make our own pyramids. And I totally had so much fun making like a resin pyramid. I don't have it yet because it needs to sit, but it will be there at the store.
So what is the resin pyramid?
So it's just like clear resin, like it dries hard.
Okay, like a clear acrylic?
Kind of. Pyramid? Yeah, so I got to throw some stones in it and some confetti and some sand and sparkles.
So that sits suspended in the clear thing that hardens?
Yeah.
So it's like a fancy paperweight that you make.
Yes.
Okay.
And I made it, and it's really cool. And I put one of the little quartz pieces that I got from Nolissa's Crystal Creations that she's spoiling me with, but I'll take it. So
I see this is an absolute win.
There was this cute little quartz that I put like right in the very top, but then it fell over when I poured in the resin. But that's okay, because there's going to be a fuck ton of different crystals in it too. So it's going to be really cool. I'm excited to see. Hopefully I mixed it right and it sits correctly or sets correctly. So we'll see.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
It was at the 12th house, so I had to go out of my house on the weekend and do something, and it was in the basement with, like, a few other people, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Actually.
All right. You want some points?
Yeah, I'll take 3,000... No, wait. 33,333 points.
Okay.
What?
That's whack, because you got way more than me, but it's still okay. I worked for like 3 hours straight on that thing. But you know what? That's my fault for not being greedy. See how it is? I'm just not being greedy, so I'll shut up about it.
Yeah, usually everyone else gets more points, so whatever.
I'm happy for you. I'm not jealous.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sure.
I'm happy for you. I'm not jealous.
Yeah, okay. You wanted to come down and make a pyramid?
No.
Okay.
I wanted to go down to the pyramid scheme.
Oh, yeah.
But let's move on to...
our break, and then we'll come back with games.
Select your player.
Hey, Ginger.
Hey, yeah.
What game you play?
I played a game a long time ago called Disney's Aladdin on the Genesis.
Never heard of him.
No. It's a platform-based game. It's a platform game based on Disney's movie Aladdin.
16-bit action platformer.
And in the Genesis one, you have... I don't know. I honestly don't know the difference between the NES and the Genesis one. I thought they were the same
Genesis
game.
Is Genesis developed by Capcom also?
Virgin Interactive, Disney Interactive, NMS Software, Capcom, Virgin Group.
Yeah. What are you reading?
My phone.
I mean, like, you just read some developers.
Yep, that was on the computer game. For the...
PC game or the Genesis game?
For the Genesis one.
That's what I had asked who developed the Genesis one.
The Virgin Games. Was it games.
Capcom, the same as who developed...
No.
Okay. So, who developed it?
Virgin Games USA.
Okay, I played the Capcom-developed Super Nintendo version.
Which was released in the same month, in November 1993.
Yep, just a different company, made but a different
it's
game.
It's like, there's several games. This is the first one of several Aladdin games. So, like, yeah. I remember going in to the sand place in the mouth of the, like, tiger in the sand. Like, there's stuff, I might be mixing up both of them, though, because I did play both the Genesis one and the NES one when I was a kid. But it, I mean, it's a decent platformer from what I remember. I bet I would eat my words if I played it again.
Well, the superior Super Nintendo version was a very good platformer.
And that's probably what I'm thinking of, to be honest. Yeah, you have your scimitar for attacks, and you can throw apples at people, which is pretty fun. You can collect blue genie hearts in this one. You have blue faces within the levels for checkpoints. Yeah, I mean, you have to go...
Can you make a wish?
To Jafar, you collect genie tokens, and there's a luck-based minigame.
Ooh.
So...
Like a slot machine?
I think so.
Okay.
You can pick up a Boo tokens in a couple levels to play in the genie's bonus machine. Yeah, and...
Is that his butt?
A Boo is
from what
the
I know about.
Monkey.
Yeah, genie token to play the genie bonus game. From what I know about genies.
I mean, it's probably in Toby's butt or... Almost spit that out.
I don't remember Toby from Aladdin.
No, that's Toby, our buddy down in Texas. No. Always has a genie in his butt.
Right, not the
Shout
token.
Out to Secret Levels. honestly, I don't remember because I think I remember the superior one on the NES more. I
Super
know
Nintendo,
one of my old friends
not
had
NES.
It. Or NES, whatever. Fucking Nintendo.
Super
whatever.
Nintendo.
Who cares?
Not Nintendo.
People are going to care. I really do not give
That's
a
it.
Flying
You're
fuck. Do not care about that either. I did play both of them, though, and they were fun from what I remember.
Yeah, the first stage of the Super Nintendo one, you're in Agobah, and you can run and jump, and you can, like, swing on posts.
Yep.
And you collect apples,
and
you can
bounce on the, like,
throw and
thingies.
Fight the guards. Yep. And Apu will follow around behind you and help pick stuff up. Mm-hmm. But it's really fluid, like, swinging and jumping.
Yeah, and eventually you can get a magic carpet ride.
Uh-huh. You get to fly that through the lava tunnel as, like, a big wave of lava chases you.
Yep, I remember that one, too.
And you get to fight the big giant snake genie as, like, the final boss. Yeah, it was fun. Top-notch 16-bit platforming.
For sure. And, I mean, it has jugs in it, so what else would you fucking need? Piss jugs right there.
And, you know, it's Disney and... Classic Nintendo that's unavailable. Perfect game to pirate.
Hell yeah. Totally. Dar matey. Give me your booty.
By that, do you mean the game description? Of something that I played? Because usually you don't call that booty.
Oh, no.
Select your player.
Hey, Will, what game you play?
I played... Inkluminati.
I was saying, do you remember what you played there, buddy?
That was called?
I think so. It seems right.
Damn it. How did this happen again? Test your might. Holy shit. I should cancel Game Pass. There's too many games.
No.
And.
Don't do it.
I can't even remember their names.
That's why you can always look it up.
I played Incluminati.
Nice. I've been enjoying watching you play this game because I was going to start it, but then you did.
It's a game preview on Game Pass.
Oh.
It's kind of a preview beta version. It's not the full game. They're still developing it.
Okay.
But you can play
it. So it might change.
Yeah. Hmm. Probably will.
Damn.
But they're just adding things. It's a turn-based strategy game that takes place in the margins, the illustrations of illuminated manuscripts.
Yep.
From, like, I don't know, 14, 1500s, whenever
a they did those. A long time ago.
Illuminated manuscripts.
Yeah. With, like, a quill
and
ink.
So, yeah, there are always those weird little drawings in ancient handwritten Bibles with, like,
yes, they're so
bunnies cool. with bow and arrows and dogs with swords.
Donkeys with horns.
Weird giant
lizard things with a
giant cat people and
hand
for and in a this, head. In this game, you control the person writing the book and you get to do turn-based battles in the margins of these pages.
Legendary.
So it plays out on like a 2D page and there's like a line of spaces, like it'll be 14 spaces on the ground.
Okay.
And then an edge drop off. And sometimes there's ladders where you can go up and there'll be multiple levels.
Okay.
But your main goal is to either kill the or defeat the other author that you're battling against. Sometimes it'll be you versus another writer, or sometimes it'll just be you versus beasts, and then you have to defeat all the beasts.
Godlike. Nice.
If you play as like the hand that's doing the writing, but you're also represented as a character on the page, and if your character dies, then you get a game over, and you know when to win, defeat the other, either artist or all the enemies, and you take turns moving. You move one character, they move one character. You move one character, they move one character.
Yeah.
Yet they can move, like, a certain number of spaces, like 2 to 3 spaces. The weapons, there's, like, bow and arrow where you can attack farther away. Sword attacks right next to you. These little weird dinosaur chicken guys, they attack on both sides of each other. Impressive. You can get healers, holy cats, or chicken lizards also. They can heal and attack. There's different special abilities, so you can make people lose a turn, or you can give your guys an extra turn. The donkey actually does both of those.
Nice.
He plays his bagpipes to wake up a character on your turn, or he plays a fart through his trumpet.
And then laughs, which is so great.
And that makes every enemy within 3 spaces of you lose a turn and get a headache.
I love it.
Yeah. And you play through a map. It's like a simple choose left or right branching path map, kind of like Slay the Spire.
Okay.
It's randomized every time. Or like Dicey Dungeons. A map kind of like that.
Oh, nice.
You work your way across the map. Sometimes there will be encounters like Slay the Spire. Or shops. And in addition to money, there's also fame. And so you can do certain things to build your fame up. And you can, like, get stuff for free if people recognize you.
All right.
But, you know, sometimes it'll be like, okay, I can pay you money to get this. Or if I have a certain amount of fame, I get it for free. Mm. Or if I say, no, I don't need it. I don't need your charity. Then you gain more fame. So you kind of strategize as you go through and build up. You get more and more characters.
That I really like. I really like the donkey farting in the in the horn.
Started with like just three characters, and then after every battle you get some, and there's a lot of variety to the people you can have on your team. There's like a snail that doesn't move very far or fast.
All right.
But it just eats an enemy character with its attack.
Nice.
So it's a slow killer brute.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. And there's like flying bird enemies. Mm-hmm. So they can move.
What about the things with the face for a butt?
Oh, yeah, they were kind of like
Yetis.
It was kind of like a Bigfoot, but instead of a butt, it had another face on his butt.
A face for a butt.
Yeah.
It was a face butt.
Yeah, I called it a butt head. A butt face.
It's a face butt, though.
Yeah.
Because
I had two faces. One where its butt should be.
And one where its face usually is, I guess, for that creature.
So, the bathroom situation for that thing is it's got to puke when it goes to the bathroom.
Is that where it comes out, though? What if it came out right, like, at its taint?
It doesn't have one. Like there's a face there.
How do you know?
Because there's a face there.
But you're just humanizing it.
That would be below its chin.
You're just humanizing it, putting...
It would be like a tracheotomy in its butt.
I think it has a cloaca.
Yeah.
It just has a hole.
On the top of its head. It just shoots out.
like a fucking whale spout.
Oh, and so then, yeah, there's your characters that you can move, and your artist character gets one turn per chapter also. And you can use your finger to slide characters left and right.
Okay.
And if you slide somebody off the edge, character, they just automatically die.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
And you can also, like, point and tap them to, like, do damage to them if they get close enough to you.
What's your character's name, by the way, Will? Who are you playing?
The character I play as an alewife.
Yeah. That's
and pretty so,
perfect for you. Yeah,
every fight, she talks about how the victory is almost as sweet as her golden ale.
Golden ale, huh?
Or
so she's selling piss.
No, it's ale. It's the best ale in all the towns.
Golden
ale. Well, yeah. Just like this coconut banana shit.
No.
Just like this hams I got, too.
Golden piss?
No. The bathroom situation is the donkey farting on all the enemies. And then giggling about it.
Are there jars or jugs or anything in the background?
There are items in this game. There are like explosive pots.
Yep, that's a piss jug.
I hate
jug
it when
situation.
I don't realize that the piss jug is going to explode and I walk up to it and hit it.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Because these stages are kind of small and you can have up to 5 characters in addition to your artist.
Okay.
And then the other person can have 5 also. And so that can fill up a lot of spaces. And then when there's items also, you can slide people with your finger and enemies can walk up to each other and push each other. And if there's something in a space, you'll just keep sliding until there's an empty space or until you fall off. So you have to be really careful about setting up so the enemy doesn't come and push you off the side. Because you can slide, like, all the way across the stage and die every spot is full.
That's wild.
There will be hazards in addition to, like, the exploding thing. Like, fire and spikes and poison that if you walk through, you know,
and a crushing mouth thing.
Oh, yeah, the crushing mouth thing that got me once. I forget about that. They take up space, you can attack them to destroy them. And there's also certain fights where you'll have, like, a wardrobe protecting your character.
Okay.
And one protecting the enemy character that you have to defeat. So you have to, like, destroy the wardrobe in order to get through to damage them. Hmm. Or have lots of archers or magic or something. But
that's pretty cool. Yeah, I've enjoyed watching you play this. It's a cute game.
And in order to prevent stalemates, After a certain number of turns, if it starts to run long, fire will appear on the sides of the screen.
Oh, that's funny.
It will turn like penciled in flames one turn, and it gives you a warning to clear out. And the next turn, it turns into red flames and sets everything on fire that's inside it. And it shrinks in from both sides usually. Well, the last like boss fight I beat, it shrank in only from my side. And there was no fire on the other person's side.
Lame.
I still beat it. No problem. Terrorists win. So yeah, it's kind of randomized, and I like the details, like in the graphics. As you're doing a battle, it will write out like the character. Each character has their own name.
Yes, and those names are very funny.
And it will write out their names and the story of what they do up above the margins to fill in the book.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah, and then you can zoom out, and it's like a whole book will be like sitting there like on rock or like on a bed of pine needles or something. So like photographic, realistic background with a book on it with these little animated figures in the margins battling it out when you zoom out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's cool art style.
Yeah, I do really like the art style a lot. It's something I've never really seen. Like, in a game.
Right. It does take, like, the perspective of, I guess, the church or something back then. Because you can, like, get holy blessings to keep people from, to be more accurate or whatever. Like, if you're a healer, you're automatically blessed. And if you're not blessed, you're less accurate or something. I don't know. I was like, oh, geez. Okay.
Whatever.
That's okay. I'm the alewife, and I beat up the nun. So I feel good about that.
I love that.
All right. So that's Inkluminati, available on Game Pass. It will come out someday, and it's fun. Hey, Ginger.
Yeah.
What game you play?
It's time for recommendations. We did that already, didn't we? Doot.
Recommend who?
Dacians.
Dacian? Barely notion.
Wow. You got a recommendation, Will?
Yeah, I do. Why don't you go first, though?
I think you should go first.
Okay.
I do have a recommendation. I just want to look it up so I can not say the wrong podcast. It is called Normal Gossip. It is people who send in gossip stuff to Kelsey McKinney, and it's pretty fucking hilarious. I listened to the one with Lacey Mosley on it. That's how I found out about it, was Scam Goddess. And I look forward to listening to more because, I mean, I'm a little petty, and some petty gossip can be fun.
Like about celebrities or something?
No, about normal people gossip.
Okay.
Like, not celebrities, normal shit.
Like my people. Cousin Tommy.
Yeah, there's the one. Yeah, the one that I listened to was like, people. This person was invited to be like a bridesmaid, and then did something, and then everyone was kind of turning against this bridesmaid, and it was kind of fucked up. But it was really good. I liked it. It's called Normal Gossip. Well, what's your recommendation?
I'm going to recommend Hopped Up Gaming East.
Okay.
It's another video game podcast.
Cool. Is it a retro one?
No, it's not. They talk about, like, new stuff, whatever they've been playing. And, you know, really whatever comes up. They can talk about old stuff if they want, but they also talk about new stuff.
Not that just retro is bad. I just want to put that out there.
But also, they start each episode with a beer review.
Okay.
And they tend to, often do a theme, and each person will try to find a beer that fits that theme.
Okay, and then, that can be a little tough.
Yeah, and then they'll each talk about their beer. Well, you know, you can come up with some BS connections and have fun with it.
That's true.
So, it's entertaining.
Nice.
Especially the beer review part in the beginning.
Okay.
Of a video game show. I mean, such a great idea.
Yeah, I know. It's like, we know a few others that do that.
So, yeah, Hopped Up Gaming East.
Okay.
There's also a West, I believe, but
oh,
I'm recommending this one.
That's fair. Sweet. Well, we'd like to thank our patrons now.
Thanks now, patrons now.
Mike Cagney, Boston Harbor Horror.
Now.
Chris Copeland, Rush Hour Hangover.
Now.
Dan the Movie Seller from The Movie Seller.
And later.
JD Lowe, he will stream on Twitch here and there and is the Burger Time world record holder.
Then.
Maiden of the Veil, After Hours of the 12th House podcast. When? And last but not least, Daddy Keith from the Main Quest podcast.
Always.
Thank you, Robbie McRapperson, for your intro music, and Inadequacy for your outro music.
And thank you all. We love you. Good night.
Yeah, we have the outro music.
Yeah, we have the email, grandrapidiansplayvideogames@gmail.com.
Yep.
We have a website, linktr.ee/grandrapidians. It's kind of a website.
Yeah, we don't have a
website. It'll link you to other websites.
Yeah, other spots you can find us.
So many websites. We also have number if you don't like website. Call on phone. 4432-WILLIE.
Yep.
Tell us anything.
Sure. Let us know if you would like us to play it on the podcast. And we will.
If you want stickers, leave us a review. Let us know. We'll send you stickers. Or join our Patreon if you want early episodes, commercial free, and stickers every month. Plus shout outs. With any time, past, present, or future tense that I feel. Yep. And on every episode.
Yes.
Goodbye.